Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Numbers 526 to 663. MR Number 642. Christians to Reflect God's Character. It would be sad if those who profess to love our Heavenly Father should misrepresent Him. If we live in the light of His countenance, we shall reflect His glory to all around us. If we bring the light and glory of heaven into our religious service, we place the religion of Jesus Christ upon that high and elevated plane where the Bible places it. Many seem to think that they must beg pardon of all the world for being a Christian. John did not regard it so. He says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." 1 John 3, verse 1. The Christian does not take a step down to a low level. He is constantly progressing forward. And the religion of Jesus Christ never degrades the receiver. It refines his taste. It sanctifies his judgment. Why should it not, when he is in connection with a pure and holy God, and the power which is invested in God, he imparts to his sons and daughters? "Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, 18. Here is the promise that we shall become members of the royal family, that we shall be children of the heavenly King. It has been my life study since I was 11 years of age, that I might place my feet in the road cast up for the ransomed of the Lord to walk in. I do not expect this path will be smooth and without trouble, but my precious Jesus travelled that path before me, and he has beat down the thorns and rough places and made a smooth path for my feet. And I will follow in his footsteps and choose the suffering part of religion. I want to be a partaker with Christ of his sufferings. And then I have the promise that I will be partaker with him in his glory. Released August 17th, 1978.